This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I am your host, as Mr. Announcer Man said, Joey Burgoyne. It's that time of the year. You can smell it in the air, and that is apples. The Sullington Apple Harvest kicks off. It's a two-weekend thing, September 29th through October 1st, and the following weekend, October 6th through the 8th, on the beautiful Sullington Town Green. And joining me this morning is David LaPrey. He is the coordinator of said things, all Apple Harvest Festival related. David, thank you for joining me today. So the Apple Harvest has been going on. What year is this for this magnificent festival?
This is the 54th annual festival.
So it's been
54th year.
It's been going on a little while. Things have changed. You've been with it for a few years. I mean, besides now it's, you know, two weekends, everyone knows the apple fritters and the, but what is one of the, you know, it's what makes the Apple Harvest what it has become?
Yeah, it's just like we just said, it's a long running festival. Years ago when it started, it was pretty much for our local civic groups in town. So I think back when it originated, there might have been 10 or so booths, if that. And that's how it originated. It's got off the ground. We've grown into where we are now. Like you mentioned, we're in the downtown setting in Sullington, right on the town green. So, you know, we are limited with space, but we have grown to over, or I think this year we have between sponsors and vendors, we have 77 booths.
That's amazing. And, you know, you got the parade grand marshal this year. There's so many things. And like I said, it's ever expanding. I'm assuming, you know, planning for next year's festival has already begun. Is there something that, you know, when you're planning something like this, I'm sure people are coming up to you, but, you know, what's new this year that might have not happened last year in the festival?
Not much new this year. You know, being that we are confined to a certain location down there with limited space, it's tough to really expand it too much. You know, we want to get all the vendors in that we possibly can get. This year, we filled up our vendors probably about a month and a half, 2 months ago, had a somewhat of a waiting list as well. So filled up really quick this year. So we try to get in all the vendors we can. It's unfortunate we have to turn some folks away, but this year, you know, we don't have much new. We got great live entertainment, a bunch of new bands coming in. You know, the food vendors are phenomenal. There's a variety of all types of food that patrons will definitely enjoy, fritters being the most popular, like you mentioned. The carnival is fantastic. We have a huge carnival on the upper part of our food court area. So, the staples are there, are back. The fireworks will be taking place the first Saturday evening on September 30th. If we get rained out that night, we move it to the following Saturday. And then we have our parade, which is, you know, one well attended. We can get over 10,000 people that day, 15,000 people in that area watching the parade. So we're hoping for some good weather both weekends, primarily that first weekend with all that's going on with the fireworks and the parade. So our fingers are crossed.
And that's one thing, too. I'm looking at the schedule on your Facebook page. I mean, you got the opening ceremonies, and there's, I mean, besides the music, the parade, you got the apple pie eating contest, sorry. You got comedy, you got juggling, there's dancing, a lot of music, and that's a good thing because you're going to need some time to kind of sit down after you hit up a lot of these food vendors and just chill, listen to some music, and then go back for seconds or thirds. There's nothing wrong with that to do.
Right. Not at all. We, you know, that's why we break up that entertainment schedule, try to get a variety there. You know, like you said, some magicians, juggling for the younger kids, not just the bands, you know, and then break it up a bit, slow things down, let people regroup and come back for some of the bigger bands.
So now, you know, people are interested, is there like some magical secret, if you could let us know, where to park? Like, how do we get to the Apple Harvest, if you will?
Yeah, parking is free everywhere in the area. Well, I shouldn't say that. There are local private businesses that do block off their area closer to the festival that they do charge. But there are municipal lots surrounding the area. They fill up quick. There's parking on certain roads that are closed down by the police department. Parking could get tricky, you know, as the day moves along into the early evening, later afternoon. But I always stress the folks, try to get there early enough, find a spot where you can, close to the town green. If not, we do have a shuttle bus service from Southington High School that operates on, it does not operate on the Friday evenings. It does set both Saturday and Sundays. So that's always a great option, park at the high school. Take the free shuttle down right to the festival grounds. Makes it pretty easy.
And I think that's one thing, you know, the shuttle in my mind is key, because if you're going to an event like this, you're going to, let's be honest, you're going to eat a little bit more than you probably should. And that's a good thing. Always for dessert, some apple fritters. So the shuttle is that you kind of can veg out on your way back to your ride. You know, the shuttle, I think, is the best option for most people. I prefer shuttles for something like this, whether it's a fair, if you can shuttle the Apple Festival, the Apple Harvest Festival. And, you know, we're talking about the transportation. There's a lot of things that make this come together. And one of the big things for a lot of events like this is volunteers. How is the volunteer pool process coming along? Do you need more? Are we good? Where are we at with that?
Yeah, it's coming along slow this year. You know, in past years, we've been swamped with volunteers. But, you know, since COVID, seems like that volunteer base has, you know, simmered down a bit. So we do still have some slots that we need to take care of in our beverage booths for those volunteers that are willing to help out for that. So if people are interested in volunteering, we still do have the application up on the festival website, which is www.southingtonahf.com. So if folks are interested, please go to the website, download that application, email it over to me, mail it in. We'd love to get a few more folks in. But yeah, volunteers are an integral part of the festival. You know, helping out, like I said, beverage booths, with our information booth, just being on festival grounds, helping out with some questions with folks. So it's a major part of the operating part of the festival.
Now, we talked a lot about, you know, you get the volunteers, so definitely people check that out, SouthingtonAHF.org. Facebook page, you guys got a lot of stuff on there. You know, what are some of the, I know this is like choosing your favorite child, but besides apple fritters, you know, you're getting there, you're arriving, David's hungry. Give me some, you know, whet our appetites. What are some of the food vendors that are going to be there, and what can people expect to eat?
Boy, you name it. There's from hamburgers, hot dogs, up to chicken on a stick, to corn on the cob, roasted corn, to we have some new vendors this year. Phil of Lebanon is a new vendor. We have barbecue. You name it. I mean, the variety is endless. And people cannot walk away not saying there wasn't a choice to choose from, that's for sure.
So that's one of those things, you know, you can bring the family, load them up in the old wooden station wagon, head to the Southington Apple Harvest. It's two weekends, September 29th through October 1st, October 6th through the 8th. You can get all the information on the website, Southington AHF Apple Harvest Festival. It's amazing how that works. So many things coming on. So you can bring the family. Everyone can eat something. You can skip making dinner for a couple days or making lunch for a couple days. Everyone can eat something that they'll eat. No one's going to complain. They can't. If they can't find something to eat there, they ain't hungry. And that's the way I'm going to go with it. So, again, joining me today, David LaPre, coordinator of the Southington Apple Harvest Festival. Coming up, check everything out on their website or their Facebook page. There's music, which is amazing. The bands, live music, food. Summer, apple fritters. What else do you want? This is New England at its finest.
You bet. Thank you very much for having me. One thing I want to mention too, quickly.
Yeah, go ahead.
The festival, there is no charge to enter the festival. Everything is free. No admission to get in. No admission for the entertainment. So, you know, there is a charge for tickets for the carnival, but primarily everything is free to get in and to view the entertainment.
That's excellent, David. So definitely, it's a free event. People, you know, let's get some people out there, enjoy some great food, great music, great place. The venue, Southington Green, is just amazing. There's live music on there throughout the year. You should check that out also. Besides the Apple Harvest Festival, always things going on, Southington Town Green. David, thank you for joining me today. It's things like the Apple Harvest that are known all over right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.